Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Arachin Daf Tes. For those listening online, this is Alicia Graff filling in for Rabbi Leibowitz, who is away for the first month of the summer. So this is our long stretch. I'll be learning with you from this morning through 4th of July weekend. Then the rabbi's back, and then I'm away a little bit. Then I'm on again through the end of July, and then we'll have the opportunity to learn together a little bit in August as well. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Landerer very, very much for his continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi shiur and really his remarkable sponsorship and support of our shul. Also, in case Dr. Landerer asks you for a refund because it's me and not the rabbi, we will forgive him. So with asking Mechila from you, Dr. Landerer, and the rabbi might be posting from Camp Kaylee. I am not sure as to when and if he's going to be posting. But again, the usual caveats apply. If you see both our shiurim up on YU Torah, I encourage you to listen to his shiur, not mine. Today's Mishnah, today we're gonna cover one Mishnah, basically, which begins on Ches Amud Beis, the second Mishnah on the page. And today we're keeping with the theme that we began yesterday of minimums and maximums. Today is all about lucky us, all about the calendar. And so it's a little bit of a shame the rabbi is not giving shiur because his father-in-law is an expert on this topic. But we're going to talk about the minimum number of full months and the minimum number of deficient months that we are allowed to make in the Jewish calendar every year. So as we know, just Bederech Hakdama, we should point out that obviously we're familiar with, in the Gregorian calendar, we're familiar with the solar year, which is always 365 days. However, the lunar calendar is 354 days and change. It's not like a set 354 days. There's some remainder. And so therefore, the average day is, the average month rather, under the lunar calendar is a month that is 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, and 3.5 seconds long. So it's not quite 29, it's not quite 30, it's roughly 29 and a half days. The other complication is that Chazal don't deal with seconds. Chazal deal with something called chalakim, as we're familiar with the calculations of the molad. So broken down into chalakim, every day, or the average month rather, is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim long. So again, roughly 29 and a half days. The complication is that you can't have a month which is 29 and a half days, because the month could either be 29 or 30 days. But in order to solve for this average length of the month of 29 and a half, roughly, days, we have certain months of the year are 29 days, other months of the year are 30 days. Those months that are 29 days are going to be called chaser. Those months that are 30 days are going to be called mole. Then the Mishnah is then going to talk about the minimum and maximum periods for eating for the gap between the baking of the shtei alechem and the lechem apanim and the eating of the shtei alechem and the lechem apanim, the minimum and maximum time difference between the birth of a baby and the time that you give the baby a bris milah. But the entirety of the Gemara, carrying over to the top, to the very top of Yoram and Aleph, so hopefully we'll get there today, is all about the calendar. So says the Mishnah as follows. So ein pochasin me'arba chadashim amubarim, we do not have fewer than four full months. An Iber month is a 30-day month. It's the same thing as a Mali. So we don't have fewer than four 30-day months b'shana, in each lunar year. V'lo nira yeser al shmona. And it doesn't appear that there are more than eight. What exactly does it mean that it doesn't appear that there are more than, it doesn't appear that there are more than eight what? So we'll see in the Gemara, this is a machlokes in the Gemara, what that means. Shtei alechem, the shtei alechem, which is the shtei alechem that accompanies the karbana omer that we bring, that accompanies the karbanos of Chag HaShavuos, so that we there are a minimum of 2 days between the baking of the Shtei Alechem and the eating of the Shtei Alechem, v'lo yeser al shlosha. And nor are there ever more than 3 days between the baking of the Shtei Alechem and the eating of the Shtei Alechem. So what does this mean? So how do we all factor this? So Rashi explains to us that the baking of the Shtei Alechem, even though it's ironic, because ordinarily what do we know is the main difference between Shabbos and Yontif? We know that on Shabbos you're not allowed to cook even b'shvil ochel nefesh. On Yontif, you are allowed to cook b'shvil ochel nefesh, but for all of the preparation that has to go into the baking of the Shtei Alechem, which is malacha that can be done before Yontif, therefore the baking of the Shtei Alechem is not doche Yontif. So it comes out that the Shtei Alechem is always baked on Erev Shavuos, and it's consumed on Shavuos. So we call that 2 days because we're counting both the day of the baking and the day of the Achila, which is the way we would say it is that you always bake the Shtei Alechem at least the prior day. But what happens if Shavuos falls out on a Sunday? So it turns out that Erev Yontif, that the day that I ordinarily would have baked the Shtei Alechem, that is a Shabbos. So obviously the Shtei Alechem is not going to be Docha Shabbos. So what happens? We bake the Shtei Alechem on Friday, and then we're going to eat the Shtei Alechem not the next day, but we're going to eat it the following day, because we're going to eat it on Yontif. And that's in the Gemara's parlance what we call the third day after the baking, because you bake it on Friday, and it's consumed on Sunday. So again, that's the Shtei Alechem that accompanies the Kivsei Atzeres. Now, the next halacha in the Mishnah, Lechem Apanim, the Lechem Apanim that we bake and place on the Shulchan from Shabbos to Shabbos, Ein Nechal Pachas Meites, it is never eaten fewer than 9 days after the baking. Why? And Rashi explains over here, because it would be baked on a Friday. Again, the baking of the Lechem Aponim is certainly not Docha Shabbos, so it's baked on Friday. It's placed on the Shulchan the next day on Shabbos, and then it's consumed the following Shabbos. So why is that 9 days? Again, because the way the Mishnah is counting, you start counting from the Friday, and then you include also the day of the eating. So it's the 9th day after the baking. The following Shabbos is when you eat the Lechem Aponim. V'lo yeser al achadasar. And nor is it eaten more than 11 days after the baking. So how is this the case? So it's the case because Rashi explains, let's say you have Shtei Yamim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah that fall out before Shabbos. So in the Zman HaGemara, even in Eretz Yisrael, they would hold 2 Yamim Tovim of Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, depending on how it worked out with the Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah. So they would have the 2 Yamim Tovim of Rosh Hashanah that were on Thursday and Friday, meaning that the Lechem Aponim of that week couldn't be baked on Friday because that's a Yontif, and the baking of the Lechem Aponim is not Docha Yontif. So the Lechem Aponim would be baked on Wednesday preceding the Shabbos. It would be placed on the Shulchan that Shabbos, and it would be eaten the next Shabbos. And that is the 11th day after the baking, because we're adding two days for Rosh Hashanah. So the Achronim ask, hang on a second, it's not really eaten on the 11th day after the baking, is it? Because if you're baking it on Wednesday, which is our Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday, so it turns out the next Shabbos is Yom Kippur, so I hope you're not eating it on Shabbos, you're eating it on Motzei Shabbos, which is really Sunday, halakhically, and therefore it should be the 12th day after the baking. So the Achronim answer, no, we're thinking about Hayom Holech Achor HaLaila according to the calendar. Lechem Aponim has a din of Kachim. By Kachim is the Laila's Holech Achor HaYom. So it's still, even though, yes, of course, you're eating it on Motzei Shabbos, but Motzei Shabbos is not considered Sunday for the purpose of Kachim, for the purpose of Achilas Lechem Aponim. The final halacha in the Mishnah, Ein Katan Nimol Pachos Meches, a baby obviously never gets a bris mila fewer than 8 days after it's born, V'lo yeser al shneimasar, nor does it get a bris more than 12 days after it's born. So what exactly are we talking about where it's 12 days after it's born? So Rashi explains, we're talking about a baby that's born Bein HaShmoshos, a Friday going into Shabbos. So ordinarily, you would give a baby a bris on the 8th day, which is, again, the way we factor days. It's the week after it's born. So if you have a baby that's born Friday morning or Friday during the day, the baby's bris would be the next Friday. However, if the baby's born Bein HaShmoshos, so Friday going into Shabbos, we don't know what day it is. Is it Friday or is it Shabbos? So we're not going to give the baby a bris on Friday because maybe it was actually born on Shabbos and now it's early. So the bris milah cannot be given early because otherwise it's on the 7th day, not on the 8th day. and you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. You can't give the bris on Shabbos because you're only allowed to give a bris on Shabbos if it's a vadai bris bizman on Shabbos. This baby was born ben hashmashos. Maybe it was really born on Friday and it wasn't born on Shabbos. So you can't give the kid a bris on Shabbos. Okay, so you could give the kid a bris on Yontif. And so Rashi says, again, two Yom Tovim Rosh Hashanah coming to our rescue. So let's say over here you have two Yom Tovim of Rosh Hashanah that fall out on Sunday and Monday. So even though today with the set calendar, you cannot have Rosh Hashanah fall out on Sunday because Lo Adu Rosh, but back when they were Mekadesh L'Chodesh Alpi Riya, you were able to have Rosh Hashanah falling out on Sunday and Monday. So you have two Yom Tovim Rosh Hashanah falling out Sunday and Monday. Again, this bris, which is arguably a Mila Shalob Ismana, well, definitely a Mila Shalob Ismana at this point because it was either Friday or Shabbos, can't be given on Sunday or Monday, which is Yontif. Therefore, it's given on Tuesday, which is the 12th day after the Mila. So that's how we explain that segment of the Mishnah. Again, we're not going to tackle the rest of this. All we're going to deal with in the Gemara is the opening of the Mishnah about the calendar. So to recap, the Mishnah had said there are never fewer than four full 30-day months in the calendar. V'lonira yeser al shmona, and it never appears that there are more than eight. What does that mean? Eight what? Says the Gemara, Milo Nira Yeser al Shmona. What does it mean that it does not appear that there are more than eight? So Amar Rav Huna, so says Rav Huna, Lo Nira Lechachamim La'aver Yeser al Shmona. That it never occurred to the Chachamim, it would never appear to the Chachamim to be Ma'aber, to make more than eight full months. So the Mishnah is telling us two halachas. It's in the theme of the minimum and maximum that we've been discussing. We never have more than four full months, and we never have less than four full months, and we never have more than eight full months. So says the Gemara, Maishna Tisha Delo. Why is it that we never have more than eight full months? Dim Cain, because if it was the case, then Kadim Asi Siara Telsa Yome. So the Molad would precede Rosh Hashanah by the Molad of Tishrei would precede Rosh Hashanah by 3 days. So how exactly is the Molad preceding Rosh Hashanah by 3 days? Rashi explains a little bit complicated, so hopefully I'll be able to explain it in a somewhat cogent sounding way as follows. Again, the way we work the solar calendar, it's a 354 roughly day year. So the math, and I'm very bad at math, but we'll try. So 350 divided by 7 is easy because that's a round number, right? So, but it leaves a remainder of 4. So meaning from 1 year to the next, the molad will jump 4 days. So if, for example, in the way Rashi sets it up, if this year the molad was Friday night going into Shabbos, next year, the molad is going to be Tuesday night going into Wednesday, or the way the Gemara is going to say it later, which is confusing, is that if the molad is on Sunday 1 year, the next year the molad is going to be on Thursday, because it's 4 days after the previous year's molad. That's because, again, 354 divided by 7 has a remainder of 4. That only works, though, in order to sync up the Yomim Tovim, which are the molad works the way the molad works. That I don't understand. I'm certainly not capable of explaining to anybody. The way Yontif works, Yontif is based on how we're koveya the months, whether we use a malay or a chaser. So the 354 and a half day year, or whatever it is, that we have works out perfectly if we have 1 month malay, 1 month chaser. Therefore, because between the 6 malay and the 6 chaser, we wind up with the roughly 29 and a half, 29 day, 12 hour and 793 chalakim long day. And so the math roughly works out. If we add malay months, then what happens? Then we're adding time. There's an extra day because of the extra day that we're adding to the month. There, for each malay month that we add, there's an extra day that Rosh Hashanah is going to be delayed. Because the molad is when the molad is, the yontif depends on the month. So the more molly months we add, the more days we're adding to the year, meaning Rosh Hashanah is going to be pushed off a little bit. So what's the problem? So if the perfect year is one in which there are 6 molly and 6 chaser, and the molad always falls out 4 days later than the previous year, as we described. So let's say you're adding You're adding 9 mole months, so you're doing 3 more than the perfect year. Turns out, Rosh Hashanah, you're going to kick off Rosh Hashanah, push off Rosh Hashanah by 3 days. Rosh Hashanah is going to come 3 days after the Molad HaLevana of Tishrei. And, says the Gemara, that's an embarrassment. Because Rosh Hashanah is the only Yontif where you know it's in the beginning of the month. So it's very easy to tell when the Yontif is. So people are going to look up in the sky, they're going to think that the Chachamim are crazy because the new moon appeared 3 days ago. Rosh Hashanah is not for another 3 days, it's going to look ridiculous. So in order to prevent that, we say there's a maximum of 8 full months that you're allowed to add in the year. Says the Gemara, that doesn't really help solve the issue. Hashtanami kakadim asi treyome. Good. So now Rosh Hashanah is going to be 2 days after the Molad. But doesn't that also look ridiculous? Because we're going to have the Molad Alavana. You would expect the Rosh Hashanah, which is the new moon, which is on Rosh Chodesh, to be at the time of the Molad Alavana. But it's not so. It's actually going to be 2 days because I'm adding 2 days of length to the perfect year. Again, the perfect year being 6 malek, 6 chaser. If I'm making 8 malek, I'm adding 2 days. I'm pushing off Rosh Hashanah by 2 days. So there's going to be a 2-day spread between the Molad of Tishrei and Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, we have an answer to that. Kedamar Rav Misharshia, Kigon Shahisa, Shana Mu Beres. What we'll see, and this is a reference to an answer that we're going to give on Amud Beis, we have to introduce an Ibur year to the calculation, meaning that one of these years, and we're going to see in a second that the year that we're referring to is actually the prior year, was an Ibur year. So what happens in an Ibur year? There's an extra month added, and we'll see whether the extra month that you're adding is always a mole, or whether we have the option of making it a mole and a chaser. We're going to see the machlokas and tie this into the machlokas on a ram and on a base. So hachanami, also here, 3 lines down, kigon shahaisa shana shelafanea muberes. We're dealing with a case where the year prior was a leap year, the Ibur Shana Chodesh. Furthermore, this Amora holds that Ibur Shana can be a Chodesh, meaning that you have the option, Chazala, the option, when they make an Ibur Shana, when they add a month to the year, the month that they add to the year can either be a 30-day month or a 29-day month. So the prior year was, they added 1 month to the year, but they added a 29-day month. So now, it turns out the prior year we had 7 chaser and 6 mole, meaning we're missing a day. So we have to add back a day somehow. So says the Gemara, dal yarcha mole bahade yarcha chasera, and good. So now in the next year, because we're dealing with a deficiency of a day, if in the next year we make 8 moles instead of only 7 moles or 6 moles, so then it's not going to be that Rosh Hashanah is 2 days after the Molad, because we are already minus 1 because of the extra chaser that we added last year. So the plus 2 mole is only going to create a gap of 1 day between the Molad and Rosh Hashanah, not 2 days between the Molad and Rosh Hashanah. So says the Gemara, okay, bavakati chadyama. But still, this is not a perfect year. Ideally, shouldn't we strive for Rosh Hashanah to fall out on the Molad of Tishrei? And that's not what we have here over here. We still have a 1-day gap between the Molad and Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, that's not a problem because lo adatayu deinchi. Because no, what we're afraid is people shouldn't be walking. People shouldn't be walking around, and they should see that it's the new moon, and that we're not observing Rosh Hashanah for another couple of days, and therefore people aren't going to be paying attention to a very slight discrepancy. And Rashi says lo tamai velo maranini, and therefore people simply aren't going to be paying attention to the discrepancy between the Molad and Rosh Hashanah. They're not going to ask on Chazal. They're not going to make fun of Chazal. Good, so it's fine. So again, Rav Huna Shita, just broadly, is that in the Mishnah it had said that we never make fewer than 4 full months in a year. And when it said Velonira, Yeser al Shmona, it means we never make more than 8 full months in a year, because we're afraid of how that might mess up the coincidence between the Molad of Tishrei and the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. Now Ula comes and gives a different explanation. Ula Amar lo nira lechachamim lechaser yeser al shmona. That what it means is that lo nira lechachamim was that the Chachamim never make fewer than 8 deficient months in the year. So in other words, the entire first part of the Mishnah is one statement. It's the flip side of the coin. We never have less than 4 full months. Why? Because we can never have more than 8 deficient months. So there are only 12 months in a year. So if you can't have fewer than 4 full, the reason is because if I have fewer than 4 full, I'm going to have more than 8 deficient. And I'm never allowed to have more than 8 deficient months. So why am I not allowed to have more than 8 deficient months? Well, my time a kamar, and he's explaining the reason in the Mishnah. So ma tam ein pokas me arba, why are there never fewer than 4 full months in the year? Me arba chadashim amubarim b'shana mishum d'lo nira lechachamim lechaser yeser al shmona, because the chachamim cannot make more than 8 chaseros in the year. Says the Gemara now, maishna tisha d'lo, why can't they make 9 chaseros? Dimkein miyas rasiyara, because, well, this is the flip side of the problem that we've been discussing earlier on the Amud. If I'm going to make 9 deficient months, that means that my, and again, if my perfect year is a year where I have 6 mali and 6 chaser, which we'll see on Amud Beis, that's actually the sheet of the Acherim, that we sort of run them in sequence, but if I have a perfect year with 6 mali and 6 chaser, and that way I know that Rosh Hashanah is always going to fall out on the same day as the Molad. The Molad, again, always moves 4 days from year to year. If I'm going to make a year of 9 chaseros, that means I'm losing 3 days off of the length of the perfect year, meaning Rosh Hashanah is going to come 3 days before the Molad of Tishrei. So in other words, it's going to come when they still see the old moon from Elul, and that's going to be ridiculous. Because then the Molad is going to overstay Rosh Hashanah by 3 days. Says the Gemara, what have I solved by making 8 chaseros? Hashanami kamiyasri treyome. Over here also, I'm going to be short 2 days from my perfect year. So Rosh Hashanah is going to become 2 days before the Molad of Tishrei. It also looks ridiculous because the old moon from Elul is still in the sky. So says the Gemara, Kedama Rav Mesharsha. Again, we're going to add the leap year into the calculation. Kigon Shoysha Shana Muberes. Hachanami Kigon Shoysha Shana Shalafanea Muberes. That we're dealing with a case where the prior year was a leap year. According to Ula, when you make a leap year, the month that you add is by definition only a month of 30 days. So the prior year in Adar, we added an extra month of 30 days. So we're plus 1. So when we make 8 months deficient, we're not minus 2, it's plus 1 and minus 2, meaning we're only minus 1. We're only going to be 1 day off between the Molad and Rosh Hashanah. So says the Gemara over here, 3 lines up from the bottom, Dal Yarcha Chaseira Badi Yarcha Malya. So one of the extra Chaser months offsets the Mole month that we added in the leap year, says the Gemara. So we're only minus 1. There's only a difference of 1, not a difference of 2. I vakata ika chad yoma. I, there's still a 1 day difference between Rosh Hashanah and the Molad. So Savri ischazi vanan lo yadaitan. So the Gemara says no, because people are going to assume, they're not going to pick up on the discrepancy between the Molad and Rosh Hashanah. They're going to assume that the new moon, that the Molad Alavana was actually seen, and that's why they're observing Rosh Hashanah. Basin, or somebody came to Basin and saw the Molad Alavana. It's only we who didn't see it. Therefore, they're not going to mock the Chachamim. So again, that's Ula Shita. Rav Huna Shita, to sum up, because it's going to become relevant in a second. Again, Rav Huna Shita is the Mishnah that told us that we never have fewer than 4 full months, never more than 8 full months. Ula Shita, we never have fewer than 4 full months. Why? Because we can never have more than 8 deficient months. Says the Gemara, B'mai Kamiflegi, what are they arguing about? Says the Gemara, B'Ibur Shana, they're arguing all about Ibur Shana. Tanya Kama Ibur Shana Lamed, because the Tanakama says, how long is the Ibur Shana? How long is that extra month? It's a 30-day month. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Chodesh, and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says it's a Chodesh, meaning it could be either 29 days or 30 days. That's what they're arguing about, because we had said that you can never have more than 8 of something, either more mole or more chaser. And what we were asking was, well, why can't you have more than 8? Because we don't want to have a discrepancy between Rosh Hashanah and the Molad of 3 days. If there's 8 of Molay or 8 of Chaser, we're going to have a discrepancy between the Molad and Rosh Hashanah of 2 days. And we answer no, because the prior year was a leap year. But depending on whether we held like Rav Huna or Ula, we held either the prior year was a leap year and the month was Malay, or the prior year was a leap year and that month, that extra month was Chaser. Ula held like the Tanakhama, that the extra month was a Malay, and therefore he had to calculate how we offset the Malay extra month with one of our Chaseros. Rav Huna had held like Rav Shimon Gamliel, who said that the extra month could be a Malay or a Chaser. Therefore, in his view, the extra month that was added the prior year was a Chaser, and one of the extra Malay months offsets the loss of the day on account of the leap year. Okay.
Maybe the commitment is if you look ridiculous or not.
Well, no, but they're both saying that you look ridiculous for different reasons, because according to Rav Huna, the concern is that Rosh Hashanah is going to come 3 days after the Molad, and everybody knows that Rosh Hashanah is supposed to come on Rosh Chodesh, on the first of Tishrei. And according to Ula, the problem is that it's going to look ridiculous also, because Rosh Hashanah is now coming 3 days before the Molad. So either way, it's a problem that people are going to be, as Rashi says, Maranini on the Chachamim. So it says the distinction also was that according to Rav Huna, he just said, well, people just don't factor a distinction between 30 days. According to Ula, there was a cover-up. It's not only that people don't factor it, people might realize it, but they might think, oh, Basin saw something that we didn't see. So that's also a difference. So says the, so maybe the difference is whether they don't look kafschus. According to Ula, yes. According to Rav Huna, it's just that they're not paying attention. So says the Gemara as follows now. So Meisvei says the Gemara like this. Ein atzeres chala, again here it's a little complicated, hopefully we'll make it through. Ein atzeres chala, shavuos is always chal, ela biyom haneif, on the day of waving. What's the day of waving? Rashi explains the day of waving is the day, second day Pesach, of Hanafas HaOmer. That's when you would wave the Korban HaOmer, you would bring the Korban HaOmer on the second day of Pesach. What do we know we do on the second day of Pesach? That's when we start counting Sfiras HaOmer. So what do? We count Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos. On the 50th day is Shavuos. So says Rashi, the 50th day from the second day Pesach always falls out on the same day of the week as that second day of Pesach, because the 49th day would fall out at the end of the prior week. In other words, if you start counting on Sunday and you count 49 days, the 49th day would be Shabbos. But if you count the 50th day, the 50th day would be Sunday. So, Ein Atzeres Chala Ela B'Yom Haneif. Atzeres always falls out on the day of waving. It's always the same day of the week as the second day of Pesach. The Ein Rosh Hashanah Chala Ela O B'Yom Haneif. And Rosh Hashanah either falls out on the same day of the week as the second day of Pesach, O L'Or Iburo, or on the Or Iburo, which really means the 31st day of Nisan. Aye, there is no 31st day of Nisan. It means the day that would have been the 31st day of Nisan if Nisan had 31 days. What is this another way of saying? Rashi, again, very complicated. Just to dumb it down for myself, what it means is Or Yom Iburo is the next day in the week after the Yom Haneif. So let's say if the Yom Haneif is a Sunday, Or Iburo would be Monday. So that's what the Gemara says. Shavuos always falls out on the same day as the second day, Pesach. Rosh Hashanah always falls out on the same day as the third day of Pesach. And Rosh Hashanah always falls out as on the same day as the third day of Pesach. So says the Gemara like this. Bishlam al-Ula, I understand according to Ula, the Shmona Chaser and Avdinan, who says that we can make 8 Chaser months, Mubarim lo Avdinan, but we never make 8 Iber months, we never make 8 full months, so Meshkachasla. So I understand, I can interpret this Gemara. Why? Because Shneim Chaser, if both of them are Chaser, and what does it mean that both of them are chaser, Shneim Chaser? So Shneim Chaser, Rashi says, Kislev and Sivan. And he's just giving them as examples because, in other words, what we're doing is we're dividing the year into the year, obviously, is comprised of 12 months. So we're going to divide it into 6 winter months and 6 summer months. So again, in the perfect year, 3 of the winter months would be Malay, 3 of the winter months will be Chaser, so too, 3 of the summer months will be Malay, 3 of the summer months will be Chaser. What happens when you make 8 deficient, 8 Chaser months in the year? That means that we're taking an extra month in the winter, that ordinarily would have been mali and we're turning it into a chaser, and we're making an extra month in the summer that ordinarily would have been mali, and we are turning it in, and we are turning it into a chaser. So, and Rashi points out that we're dealing with, we're kislev and sivan are chaseros, the kivan davilu dal chaserin, and reading Rashi, since there were four chaserim bestava v'dal chaserim bekaita, there were now four deficient months in the winter, four deficient months in the summer. Have Rosh Hashanah b'yom ha'neif. Rosh Hashanah would fall out on the yom ha'neif. It would be on the same day as the second day of Pesach. To ha'idno avdina liolam chachi yamos hachama sidaran v'yesh lanu simen kavua. Because ordinarily, in other words, we're losing a day. We're losing a day basically. So, and Rashi now brings the simen of at bash gar. So at bashgar, what does at bashgar mean? And the Torah actually adds more simanim, but at means that whatever day of the week the first day Aleph Pesach falls out on is the same day of the week that Tuf, that Tisha B'Av falls out on. Bash, the same day of the week that the second day of Pesach falls out on, that's the same day of the week that Shavuos falls out on. That's what the Gemara told us, that Shavuos always falls out on Yom Ha'neif, which is the second day of Pesach. Gar, the third day of the week, the third day of Pesach, rather, is the same day of the week that Reish, that Rosh Hashanah, falls out on. That's what we said, Orli Yom Iburo, which is the day after the second day of Pesach. A fancy way of saying the third day of Pesach. That's what Gar is. The Torah then adds that Dak, Dalet, corresponds to Kaf, which means Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is a simon for Simchas Torah, oddly, only in Chutz La'aretz, because in Eretz Yisrael it's celebrated the same day as Shemini Atzeres. But if the fourth day of Pesach is, let's say, on, this year. So the Pesach began Friday night. So the first day is Friday night, the second day is Motzoi Shabbos, and that's where there's Motzoi Shabbos, and then the third, which is when Shavuos began. The third day of Rosh Hashanah is Sunday, and this year Rosh Hashanah falls out Sunday night because it's Monday, Tuesday. The fourth day is Monday, meaning Monday night, Tuesday, and that's when Simchas Torah is in Chutz La'aretz. The fifth day, Hey, corresponds to Tzadi, which is the same day as Yom Kippur, which the Tzadi stands for Tzom, so that's Yom Kippur. And again, the fifth day is Wednesday, and that is Yom Kippur. And then the sixth day corresponds to Pei, Vav corresponds to Pei, which the Torah stands for Purim. And the seventh day, the Zion, corresponds to Ayin. So what does Ayin mean? Ayin either means Machlokas, whether it means Eitz, which is Tu B'Shvat, or whether it means Tu B'Av, which is when they would start cutting the Eitzim L'Maracha for the Mizbeach. But with this mnemonic, if you know when the first day of Pesach falls out, you could basically calculate all these other Yomim Tovim, which is pretty cool. But says the Gemara, I understand according to Ula, so if I'm going to make, again, the perfect year is 6 and 6, but if I'm going to make 8 months of Chaser, so that's how I understand B'yom HaNeif, Echad Mole, V'Echad Chaser. So if I'm dealing with a perfect year, then Shteyim Chaser, if I make both of those extra months of Chaser, then B'yom HaNeif, then Rosh Hashanah falls out B'yom HaNeif. Echad Mole, V'Echad Chaser, if I'm going to make one of them a Mole, one of them a Chaser, and it's a perfect year, then it's going to fall out La'ori Buro. Then it's going to fall out perfectly according to the mnemonic Gar, the third day of Yontif is going to be the same day as Rosh Hashanah. Elul Rav Huna, but according to Rav Huna, Diyamar Avdinam Mubarim, who says that we make up to 8 Ibur months, up to 8 30-day months, Hazim the Mishkachas La'ar Ari Buro. So it could be sometimes, if I'm adding months in the summer, so it could be Rosh Hashanah is going to be not the second day of Yontif, not the third day of Pesach, but it's going to correspond to the fourth day of Pesach. So Melacha Rav Huna Ula Ula Minicha. Really, according to Ula, does it make sense? Shmona Udelo Avdinan Hashiva Avdinan. According to Ula, okay, good. So you can't have 8 full months, but you could still have 7 full months. So Shiva Zimnin Delo Avdinan Besitva Avdinan Bekaita. So when am I adding that extra full month? Maybe I'm not adding it in the winter. Maybe I'm adding it in the summer. V'havila ar ariburo. And again, I'm adding a day in the summer, meaning Rosh Hashanah is going to be pushed off one day even later than usual, meaning it's going to fall out not on what was the second day Pesach, not what was on the third day Pesach, but was what was on the fourth day of Pesach. So granted, I have a difficulty, says Rav Huna, explaining this brisa, but so does Ula. So says the Gemara, Elohamani Acherami. This is the sheet of the Acherim. Ditanya, Acherim Omrim, Ein Bein Atzeres Latzeres, Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah La Rosh Hashanah, Ela Arba Yamim Bilvad. Because there are only 4 days between the time that Yantav falls out this year and the time that Yantav is going to fall out the next year, routinely. Why? Because the Acherim say we make the months Keseder, 1 month Male, 1 month Chaser. We always have 6 and 6. And v'maisa shenu beres chamisha. And if there was an Ibur Yar and you added an extra month, then there's going to be a 5 day difference between the Yontif in 1 year to the Yontif of the next year. So says the Gemara. Okay, but then if the calendar is going to work out perfectly like that, what did we said earlier? We just said a minute ago that if you're going to deal with a perfect year, then the mnemonic is Gar. Then Rosh Hashanah is always going to fall out on what was the third day of Pesach. But we had said sometimes Rosh Hashanah falls out on the third day of Pesach. Sometimes it falls out on Yom Hanef. So how does that work? So says the Gemara, Sof Sof, Lachirim, B'Yom Hanef, Lom Meshkachas, La, because in a perfect year, it always falls out on the third day of Pesach. Amra Mishar, Shekagon, Shesha, Shana, Muberes, Viber, Shana, Lamed, Yom. Ah, we introduce here the leap year, because it was a Shana, Muberes. The Iber Shana was 30 days. Dal Yarcha, Labahade Yarcha, and therefore, in other words, we're gonna make an extra chaser in the summer to counteract the malay that we added. The Mishkachas Labiyom Aneif, and now we're dealing with one extra chaser this year because the prior year was a leap year, and now Rosh Hashanah is gonna come out on Yom Aneif, not the day after Yom Aneif. So says the Gemara, Amar le Rav Ada bar Ava la Rav Acherim in Yana Asal Hashminan. According to the Acherim, it's like clockwork. There is 12 months in a year, 6 Amalei, 6 Achaser. What are they coming to teach us? So of course, 354 divided by 7 has a remainder of 4. I know that every year the Yom Tovim move 4 days from 1 year to the next. Says the Gemara, Kamash Malon, Dolobina Mitzvah L'Kadesh Al Pi Ri'a. No, what the Acherim are teaching us is that I might think that, okay, ideally I like there to be 1 month Male, 1 Chaser, 1 Male, 1 Chaser. But I'm going to follow whatever they see, whatever the Edim come and bring to Basin. Kamash Malon, no. According to the Acherim, it's so important that we make the months follow the Male Chaser pattern, even if nobody came to Basin to say that it's Rosh Chodesh, to say that I saw a new moon, but it's time for a Chaser month, we're going to be Kaveh Rosh Chodesh, and we're going to make that month into a Chaser, because that's what I follow first and foremost. Says the Gemara, Maskef L'Ravina V'ika Yom Edeshoi V'Yom Edetolson Shonei. Aye, what about the day of the hours and the day of 30 years? What does that mean? So the day of the hours is as follows. Remember, we had said that the average month in the lunar calendar is 29 days, 12 hours at 793 chala, 29 days, that's the average month. The actual length of the month is 29 days, 8 hours and 876 chalakim is what it is. So it turns out that if every, in the average month, there's a remainder of 8 hours and 876 chalakim, meaning every 3 months, there is an extra day, right? Because it's 8 hours, so times 3 is basically 24. So you have an extra day. So how about the extra day of the hours? And also Yom HaDetolson Shani, because if you have a remainder of 876 halakim, so if you wait 30 years, the 876 halakim equal another day. So how about when you have to add those days to the calendar? It doesn't work out perfectly. So says the Gemara, Kibin Delesei B'chol Shota Lo Kachashiv. Nah, because they don't appear in every year, and therefore we don't have to cheshbin them. Says the Gemara, V'af Shmuel Sabar Lo K'Rav Huna. Shmuel also holds like Rav Huna. Why? The Amar Shmuel, Ein Shnas Levana, Pachos Mishlosh Meos V'chamisha V'chamishem V'shtayim Yom. A lunar year is never fewer than 352 days. Below you say, Ral Shlosh Meos V'chamishem V'shisha Yom, never more than 356 days. Ha-Ketzad, how is this the case? Shneim Aleim, if you're going to make 2 extra months of Malay, meaning like Rav Huna, who says that you could have up to 8 months Malay, Shisha, then it's 356. Shneim chaserim, if you're going to make two more months chaser, meaning you're going to have 8 months chaser, shneim, then it's 352. Echad malev echad chaser, arba. If it's the perfect year, then it's going to be 354 days in the year. So meisve, already nazar kamos achama, but frek the Gemara. If a guy says, I'm going to be a nazar, kamini nimos achama, mona naziros gimel meis v'shishim v'chamisha yamim. 365 days naziros, kamini nimos achama. Ki yamos halavana, mona naziros gimel meis v'chamisha v'arba yamim. 354 days naziros. Kaminyan Yamos Halavana, because that's how long the lunar year is. Vimisa, but if we hold like Shmuel, Zimni, the Mishkachas Lashisha, sometimes the year is 356 days, so why don't we make him hold in the years for 356? Says the Gemara, B'Nedarim Halach Achar Lashem B'nei Adam. Because no, by Nedarim we follow Lashem B'nei Adam. For Rov Shanim, and we're following Rov Shanim. Rov Shanim is a 354 day year. Just to finish up, because I don't want to leave this hanging. V'Af Rebbe Savarlak Ravuna, also Rebbe Elzak Ravuna, that we can make up to 8 moles. Titania, Maisa V'Elsa Rebbe Tisha Chaserim. One time Rebbe made 9 chaser months in the year. V'nira Chodesh Bezmano. But somehow Rosh Hashanah fell out at the right time. V'haya Rebbe Tamiya, and Rebbe was amazed. V'yomer Asinu Tisha Chaserim. V'nira Chodesh Bezmano. That we made three extra chaser months, yet Rosh Hashanah fell out at the right time. Because I made 3 chaser months, Rosh Hashanah should have fallen out 3 days before the Molad. So how is it that Rosh Hashanah coincided with the Molad? Says the Gemara, Amar Lafan of Reb Shimon Berebi, so Reb Shimon his son said, Shema Shanim Uberes Haisa, maybe the prior year was a leap year, the Iber Shana Lamed, and the extra month was a 30-day month, Ishtaket Asinu Shneim Aleim. Also, the prior year when we had the leap year, not only did we add the extra leap year with an extra month, we had 8 full months as it is. So, Dal Tosa, Lababi Tosa, Vakamle Beduchte. Ah, so this year now we made 9 chasers. So the +3 that we had in the prior year is offset by the -3 that we have this year. And that's why Rosh Hashanah fell out at the right time. Vekamle beduchte amarle ner Yisrael kenayi. Said ner Yisrael, that's exactly what happened. The prior year we were -3. This year we were +3. This year we're -3. That's why everything worked out just perfectly. The Achronim bothered, how did he make a year with 9 chaser months? I thought Ula types up the Mishnah, they make it only with 8 chaser months. So they answer, that's only in a regular year, but in a leap year, all bets are off. We'll pick up from the Mishnah tomorrow.